This is Plantarama, a weekly look at what's happening in the world of horticulture from Kansas State University. I'm Jeff Wickman. In this week's Lawn and Garden segment, we cover when and how to plant spring flowering bulbs and options for controlling broadleaf weeds in lawns. With all of the information, K-State Research and Extension horticulturist Ward Upham. Ward, one of the questions you probably get this time of year deals with planting spring flowering bulbs, and there is still time.
There still is time. Actually, October is probably the primary month that you want to get those planted. And actually, if you have to, you can go into mid-November. Another question we sometimes get is people forget about those bulbs, and they want to know if they should hold them over to the next year or plant them when they find them. And regardless, you plant them when you find them. You don't try to hold them. Even if it's in the spring, you plant them. You're not going to get flowers that year, but you do plant them. As we said, October is the best month, but you can go to mid-November and still have them bloom well. Those plants need to have a cool, moist period before they're going to flower. And that's what planting them in the fall gives you.
As long as that temperature is above 40 degrees, I'm talking ground temperature.
Right. So 40 degrees is what you need in order to get good root growth, or above. And so you want those roots out there and well established before it gets too cold.
So what do we do then to prepare the bed?
So on the bed, what we want to do is add lots of organic matter if it already hasn't been added. And so a minimum of probably 2 inches to the surface and then mixed in. Or you can go 4 inches and mix it in. Just work it fairly deep because some of those bulbs are going to go relatively deep in that soil. Normally, as far as depth of planting is concerned, we want about 2 to 3 times the depth of that bulb. That's to the bottom of the bulb. And so if you have a bulb that's like 1 inch, you want to put it 3 inches, you dig a hole 3 inches deep, and that's where it sits. It's not to the top of the bulb, it's to the bottom.
Are we going to fertilize at the same time?
Yes. And so you want to make sure you fertilize. Now, it's best if you have a soil test done, but if you don't have time to get that done, just use something that has more phosphorus than either nitrogen or potassium. And so that middle number is going to be larger. So if you have, for example, a 5-10-5, you're going to want about 6 cups of fertilizer per 100 square feet. If you have something like a 10-20-10 or 11-15-11, cut that in half because it's twice as concentrated. So it's going to be 3 cups per 100 square feet. And just mix that into the soil. So what you normally do is you add your organic matter, add your fertilizer, and then you mix it in.
You talked about depth. What about spacing?
Spacing, it just depends on the size of the bulb. There'll be directions on that package normally about how far to put them apart. And you don't want single bulbs. You want to have kind of a mass planting. It makes a much, much better display if you do that.
Yeah, you got to think about how it's going to grow, right?
Yes, yes. And so you're not going to see anything until next spring. Another question you often get, it may come up like in January or February. That's okay. It's not going to hurt a thing. Those plants are very cold tolerant. And you'll be fine if they come up early. The last thing you have to do is water it in. Make sure that those bulbs are moist as they go into the winter.
Another thing that we can start thinking about is controlling broadleaf weeds late October, early November.
That's right. We have what are called winter annual weeds. That includes things like henbit and chickweed, shepherd's purse. There's a number of these. Henbit is probably our number one. And so we want to go with late October, early November to spray those just because they may still be coming up. As a matter of fact, I'm probably going to wait for a rain before I spray because I think it's been dry for so long. I'm afraid we're not going to get complete germination and those plants coming up until we get a rain. And then I'm going to be looking at spraying. And you can use a number of things. 2,4-D by itself is fine. But some of those combination products like Weed Be Gone, Weed Out, anything that is for broadleaf weeds should do a really good job on these.
And we're looking at controlling those dandelions primarily, it seems like.
Yeah, dandelions, actually, most of those come up in the fall. Most people think they come up in the spring, but they don't. Usually about the third or last week in September is when you get a big new flush of those, but they're small plants. And they are easy to control in the fall. But for all of our winter annual weeds, as well as dandelions, those plants are moving all the materials from the top part of the plant down to the roots. So if you spray them in the fall, you're actually moving that herbicide down to the roots and killing it from the bottom up. Much better control in the fall than you will in the spring. So just make sure you wait long enough to allow that henbit and chickweed and all those winter annuals to come up before you spray.
That's K-State Research and Extension horticulturist Ward Upham with advice for planting spring flowering bulbs and controlling broadleaf weeds in lawns. Plantarama is produced by K-State Research and Extension. This is the K-State Radio Network.